Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But you're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and of course online with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've got our next guest in, haven't we?
We have. We have the lovely Paul Spreadbury.
Paul, you're from Pitstop Training. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kelvin and Maggie.
Good afternoon. Now, what does Pitstop Training do?
Pitstop Training, we provide motorcycle training. We do CBTs, direct access, and advanced riding. So we get the people from the very beginning up to the people who have been riding for a long time before, and then carry on for a bit further training.
Okay.
Can you educate the uneducated? What's a CBT?
Oh, sorry, yeah. So CBT is called compulsory basic training. And basically, if somebody wants to ride on the 125cc or 50cc with L plates for 2 years, they come and do a day's training or maybe longer us.
So they have to do that before they can even ride on L plates?
Yes, yeah. So they need to come to us, and the CBT training, we're getting issued with a CBT certificate. And with that, then they can go out on the road with L plates.
Okay. So that is a fairly basic course then of some kind?
Yeah, so a fairly basic course. They just need to show themselves proficient to be able to ride a motorcycle on their own, which can be a task or two. You know, you've got to make sure they negotiate roundabouts and things like that correctly.
And have spatial awareness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Yes. And be aware of, presumably, other traffic, because it is a thing about motorcycles and other traffic, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And obviously being able to judge their speed and distance, and being able to turn left and right and indicate.
Which be quite handy, wouldn't it? Yes.
So then once you've got that, then you can actually start to learn how to ride a bike, and then you can go further with you.
Yeah, so after you do your CBT, they're out on their own on the 125 or 50 with L plates. Training wherever they want to go, you know, whether they're commuting or going to college or whatever. And then from there they can then go and do their further training, which would be to get a full motorbike license if they want to go bigger.
And you do that?
We do that, yes. Yeah. There's 7 instructors that I've got that all help to get their license.
Brilliant.
And you're currently based down at the football club, are you not?
Yeah, we're currently based at the football club, and we're also sponsor the football club as well.
Oh, that's good.
Part of the community.
Now, a couple of questions. First of all, how did you get into being a motorcycle trainer?
Motorcycle trainer, well, I was in the police force, and I felt that there was a lot of accidents happening, regarding mainly the big bikes, to be fair. And I thought there could be some additional training added on to that, so I went and inquired, and then led me down the path of doing advanced riding and then down to the CBTs.
Now we'll talk a little bit later about why you think it's a good idea to ride a motorbike. I know I'm talking to the converted there, but there can't be that many people on the Isle of Wight that want to learn motorcycles, surely. Or is it from elsewhere?
Well, we do a lot of people from the island. We do a lot of people from London, Southampton as well. I get people from London to come down here. I think it's a nicer place to come stay with us for a week, and also to ride around on our roads as opposed to London roads.
I suppose that makes sense.
So you supply the bikes?
Or? Yeah, we supply the bikes, the helmet, jacket, trousers, gloves and boots. Yeah, for them to wear.
So they just bring themselves, basically.
Yeah, themselves, and preferably their driving licence. Yeah. I've had one that's forgotten before.
So if you've got a week, you could do the whole lot in a week, can you?
Yeah, yeah. If we plan it far enough in advance, probably about 12 weeks in advance, we can then plan that, and then so they come down and do it in a week.
Brilliant. And where's the test carried out then? Is it on the island, or do you have to go to the mainland for that?
There's two parts of the test. There's what we call a module one, which goes round some cones. You have to do that, and that's at Leon Solent. So we have to go to Leon Solent for a 15-minute test, and then after that we do the road ride, which is on the island, and it starts at the Innovation Centre at Dodner Industrial Estate.
Oh, that's where they do the driving test as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah. So we do that one day a week on the Tuesday.
So why can't you do the cones here on the island? Are they fixed to the floor? Or?
The DVSA said that there's no big enough area on the island to accommodate it at this present time.
Really? Oh.
Fair enough.
Okay, you don't look like you believe them.
No, I mean, not in the slightest. It cost me too much on ferry fares, but there you go.
So, but you can do the whole course for people, and they come away with the full motorcycle ride?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So so they do their training with us. We then take them to a test. Once they pass their test, they can then go, depending on their age, they can go and ride whatever size bike they wish.
Now, you would caution I suspect, new riders to keep it a bit smaller to start with.
It's always best, I guess, or natural to go at a smaller pace first, but I mean, it's all about the twist of the wrist, and if you want to go and get a 1,000 or 1,200 cc motorbike, you just got to be a bit careful with your right hand.
You're bound to want to test it out, aren't you?
Yes, I would have thought so, but I'm not.
it's a bit like cars, isn't it? I suppose if you've got a fast car, you might want to try it out.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So we'll take a quick local music track, and then we'll come back and talk about advanced.
Okay.
And why motorbikes are a good idea, because I do believe they are, but I think you'll be able to say it better than I will. You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and, of course, online. And Paul Spreadbury is still with us from Pit Stop Motorcycle Training. Now, we were just chatting while that was on. It's a great thing. The question you asked, Maggie.
Do you teach children to ride motorbikes?
We do, yes. We normally teach our children between 12 and 14 years of age to ride our automatic bikes. But we don't obviously take them out on the road because they're not old enough. So we just do it in the car park of Newport Football Club.
But they love it though, don't they?
They absolutely, yeah. They strive, and you see the grins get wider and wider.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And then from that, which is a very basic level of training, you do expert training or advanced training of various sorts?
So we do advanced training. We can do people's what we call enhanced rider scheme. I can help people then gain their IAM qualification or their ROSPA, which is an advanced level. And I also take them on holiday as well if they wish to. So this year we took them down to Austria.
You do these big road trips, don't you?
Yeah, we did an 11-day road trip down to Austria. So start from the island and catch a ferry, then go down on the Eurotunnel, stay in Luxembourg and other nice places, and then go over the mountains and the Alps.
I have to put you in contact with our newsreader, David Parkinson. He's got a big BMW, yes.
Oh, I thought you had a bike.
He has got a bike, and he's got a car, and he's got a BMW.
But I know he's cycled around France, hasn't
he? One of the things that I've met you in other guises, and you've often said that it makes sense, particularly if you're commuting, to go by motorbike.
Yeah, without a doubt. A little 125cc costs you £18 a year for road tax. It does about 140 miles a gallon.
What, 140 miles?
That's it. And then you can filter through traffic, so you can get there a little bit faster than queuing up. And also you get free parking anywhere.
Yeah, and I think we were sort of chatting on Facebook the other day, if we had more motorcyclists on the road, we'd have fewer of those traffic jams on the Fairlie Road, I suspect.
Oh, without a doubt. If you can imagine, you know, if you have another 100 motorcyclists that go into and from work, imagine there'd be hardly any queues at all.
It's worth thinking about, but certainly in terms of personal cost, I know you've got to get the right clothing and the right protective gear, that makes sense, but in terms of personal cost, it's got to be worth it if you commute every day.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's the cost savings are huge, really.
Do you want to get drenched?
Well, it depends what you do, isn't it?
In the rain.
But some people adjust their clothes at work and things ready to do that. Depends what you do, I suppose. So,
and you're only normally about 10 minutes away from work, aren't you, if you don't have to stop?
Yeah, that's true. That's another thing, I suppose. So if people wanted to avail themselves of your courses, how do they get hold of you, Paul?
Okay, so they can either phone me, text me. They can go on my Facebook, Pit Stop Training, or they can go on my website and they can book any course, either phone or through the social media.
So, and that's for everything from, if they've got a young person who wants to have a go at riding a bike, they can contact you that way.
Yeah, without a doubt. I have also, people can do a 1-hour free taster session, which I do on Saturdays and Sundays. So you can book that online on my website.
Excellent. And just before we go, you were mentioning offline, you do quite like a challenge when it comes to some people.
It's always nice to have somebody who's really easy to teach and it all goes very well. But it's really nice to see someone who maybe haven't got quite the skills that they need, and to develop them over the period of weeks or months.
Excellent stuff.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Paul. So just look up Pit Stop Training on Facebook. You'll find it, either White or Paul, and he'll put you right in terms of everything you need to know with motorbikes, getting on the road, or getting yourself to ride them around. And you don't even have to own one. You just go to his courses.
Borrow his, yeah.
Borrow his. And I know
I
you,
think you have to give it back afterwards.
You do, because, well, I think you've been recognised by a major motorcycle manufacturer, haven't you, for what you do?
I have, yes. So Honda sponsored me, which has been very nice of them.
That's nice.
Yeah, give you some nice new bikes to play with.
Yes, yeah, I get new bikes every 12 months, so it's quite,
that,
quite
that's
good.
It. And now
other motorbikes are available.
Yes, there are. But the point I'm going to make is this is an island company getting sponsored by a major international motorcycle manufacturer.
Yes.
And we ought to big that kind of thing out.
We should.
So, Pit Stop Training, Belder Football Club. You can't miss it. Go past there most days. You'll see some people in the playground, is not what I mean, but the car park
playing.
Area. They're going round and round on motorcycles. And sometimes you'll see this like a crocodile of motorcycles with Paul or one of his colleagues talking into a headset.
That's it, definitely.
Explaining to them what they're supposed to be doing. Thank you very much for coming in, Paul.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
And let's hope it goes from strength to strength. And if you're planning another European adventure, let us know. We'll publicise it.
Okay. Right? Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.